Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone's Those Jensen Boys by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Mort Shelby. With performances by Scott Graham, Jonathan Foyer, Colleen Delaney, James Konacek, Kimberly Gilbert, Dylan Lynch, Andy Brownstein, Terrence Aselford, Chris Davenport, Christopher Sheeran, Alyssa Wilmoth, Elizabeth Jernigan, Andy Clements, Michael Glenn, Scott McCormick, David Jordan, Eric Mesner, James Lewis, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Ken Jackson, and Michael John Casey. Wyoming Territory, 1885. The atmosphere in the saloon was tense with the potential for violence. All the men around the baize-covered poker table sat stiffly, waiting for the next turn of the cards and the trouble it might bring. Except for one young man. He sat back easily in his chair, a smile on his face as he regarded the cards in front of him. He had two jacks and a nine showing. He picked up some greenbacks from the pile next to him and tossed them into the center of the table with the rest of the pot.
I'll see that 20 and raise 50.
The game had drawn quite a bit of attention. Men who'd been drinking at the bar or at other tables drifted over to see how the hand was going to play out.
Looks like it's down to you and me, Harrington.
That's Mayor Harrington to you.
Sorry. Didn't mean any disrespect, Mr. Mayor.
One patron, who seemed to be paying no attention at all, stood at the bar with the beer he'd been nursing. He was a man of medium height, dressed in range clothes, with sandy hair under his thumbed-back Stetson. At first glance, not much was remarkable about him except the span of his broad shoulders. He took another sip of beer and kept his back to what was going on in the rest of the room. Harrington's pile of winnings was considerably smaller than that of the young man. He hesitated and picked up some bills and added them to the pot.
There's your damn 50.
Harrington was a dark-haired, well-dressed man of middle years, sporting a narrow mustache.
Deal the cards, Blake.
The nervous-looking dealer, who just happened to be the owner of the saloon, swallowed and dealt a card face up to the young man.
That's three. Still a pair of jacks showing.
With expert skill, he flipped the next card in the deck to Harrington.
A seven. No help to the mayor, who still has a pair of queens.
We can all see that, blasted. Who the hell bids up a pot like that and allows a pair of jacks? It's not good enough to beat me, and you know it.
I thought we'd already been introduced. The name's Chance.
Chance was in his mid-20s. He was handsome, clean-shaven, and he had close-cropped brown hair. The brown suit he wore had been of a fine quality. At one time, it was beginning to show some age and wear, but the ivory stick pin in his cravat still shone.
I know who you are. A damn tin-horn gambler who should have been run out of town by now.
I think everybody here knows this game has been dealt fair and square, Mr. Mayor. They've seen it with their own eyes, and I reckon I'm all in.
Before Harrington could react, another man pushed through the bat wings into the saloon and started across the room toward the poker table. He was the same age as Chance, but bigger and huskier, with a thatch of rumpled dark hair. He wore denim trousers and a pullover buckskin shirt. His black hat hung from behind his head from its chin strap. A Colt Peacemaker rode in a holster on his right.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?